Let's hear you playing, and what we've got, of course, is two versions of Romance. Romance, by Johann Caspar Mentz. And, of course, the very famous Romanza, the Spanish ballad, which is simply a traditional tune. And also some Russian music, Deux Guitares. This is an arrangement by Ferrara. Do you want to take us through those three, and then we'll play them?
Okay, well, very briefly, the first romance by Johann Caspar Mentz is quite interesting because it comes from a collection called Bardenklänge, The Sounds of the Bards. Mentz was an interesting guy. He was born in Bratislava. It was then Pressburg in the 19th century, and he moved to Vienna, and he married a very, very prominent pianist, and he got poisoned with strychnine. He was diagnosed with some illness, and the doctor gave him strychnine, and it nearly killed him. And he was a year in recuperation, and apparently he asked his wife to play to him every day. And then, after he recovered, he wrote this series of pieces called Bardenklänge, and if you hear this first romance, you'll hear the influence of the piano. It's almost as if the guitar is being played like a piano. The second one, as you say, very famous, traditional, anonymous romance from Spain, used as the theme music to the French film Jeux Interdits, you know, the Forbidden Games.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
That's it, and then immortalised by John Williams' recording, of course. But I think everyone that plays the guitar has a go at this, or plays it, or learns it, or whatever. The third one is a bit unusual. It is a piece of Russian music, and it's arranged by Lawrence Ferrara, who is a professor of guitar, I believe, at Columbia in the States. He's a modern player and composer, but this is a traditional Russian tune, and it purports to be a conversation between two people, and you can sort of hear the two voices coming out, or at least I hope you can.
Well, let's listen now. So what we actually have is a German composer influenced by the piano while he was very ill, also traditional Spanish, and then Russian music arranged for the guitar.